Midas Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Kol Nichnosim Lahar Abayis. When somebody would go into the Har Abayis, Nichnosim Derech Yemin Umakifin. He would always turn towards the right because a person's Isaac Dvaram Shabakdusha is always pointing Litzad Yemin. That's a klal. On the Mizbeach Chus, you go around Litzad HaYemin. So you go Litzad HaYemin, you go to the Smol, and then you makif the Har Abayis. So when a person would come in on the Tzad HaDoremis, like we learned before, by the Shari Chulda, on that side of the Har Abayis, he would go to his right, and he would go towards Shar Todi, Bechdei, to come to where he had to come to. This klal is a halacha, the Poskim point out, the Rishayim say, that even if his destination was to the immediate left, he has to be Pein Elimin, he has to walk around the Har Abayis in order to get there. Lemaisa, there's a Braisa that learns out this din from a Pasuk. It's not Stam Apsa Klal. The Pasuk says in Melochim, in the Binyan HaMishkan, in the Binyan HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech, by the Yam of Shlomo HaMelech, which was the big key of a Kani that Shlomo HaMelech made, there was Oymin al Shnei Osa Bokor. It was standing on, made out of Nechoshes, 12 Tziure Bokor. Shloish Uponim Tzafoyna, Shloish Uponim Yomo, the Tzad Amar, Vashloish Uponim Negbo, Vashloish Uponim Mizrocho. So the Novi is Metairit from Tzofim to Marav, from Marav to Dorim, Marav to Mizrach. Poinim means you go in that direction. So it sounds like in the Pasuk, the way to go around it is always Litzad Ayimin. When a person wants to go out of the Arabayis, he goes Litzad HaSmoil. Doesn't say what that Dover is, but he's going out for not a positive purpose. There he goes to the other direction. He's slinking out. Now why is he going out in a not positive direction? So the Mishnah says, since he was going out the other way, so he was asked, "What happens? What happened to you?" So he would say, "Shani Ovel, I'm Bavelus, Rachmana Litzlan." So Mela, they would be Mevorachim, Hashoichin, Babayis Hazeh, Yenachemcho. So Birchas Tanchumim, like giving him Tanchumim for Chizuk. Another case where he would go out to smell Shani Minuda, put a carbon, but Be'etzim, he's not allowed to associate with others. He's in Cherim. He didn't Bezdin. It's not something we do today, but there's a din of being benidui. So they would say to him, Hashoichin bebayis hazayitin belibom, that is, belibom of the dayonim, the whichever bezdin, put him into cherim, v'yukarvucha, and they should be makarv you, they should take off the nidui. Divrei Reb Meir, that was the nusach, kilu, that's the equivalent of a birchas tanchumin. Amalei Reb Yosi, why would you say that? Asison, you're making the bezin that put him in the cherem ki'ilu over all of us hadin, ki'ilu they did wrong. They were over on something. They were should like it in. You're telling him halavai that somebody should pull the cotton out of their ears, somebody should pull the wool off their eyes and get them to see the truth. But what type of covered for another bezin is that? Elo, that's not the lotion. Elo hashoichim bebayis hazeh yitin belivcho should give you the wisdom, v'tishma l'divrei chavirecho, and you should listen to divrei, whichever chachamim you didn't listen to, v'karvucha, and they should take it off. That means the taking off should be a result of your change and not a result of their changing. That's the more proper nusach to say.
Okay.
So, machlekes into Zamta Nekuda. Mishneh Gimel. Now we continue on. We mentioned before that there is a place on the Har Abayis that's called the Soirig in the Chel. The place to see the exact definitions of each level of Kedusha of each place on the Har Abayis is a Mishnah in Kelim. The Mishnah in Kelim at the beginning of Sidrei Tumah V'Tahira lists out the qualifications and the definition of each Mokim and its Hilchis Taira. There's a place called the Har Abayis. Only somebody who's Tomei Betumas Haguf, Balkeri, Zov, Zov, and Nidhi Yeledes, is now let it go on to the entirety of the Har Abayis. The Chel is an empty space that surrounded the Choymas Ho'azora. It has more Kedusha than the Har Abayis. And what we explained earlier is that Goyim and Tmei Mason, this is the Rabbonon, because midrash only in the Azorah, or Tomei Meis not let it go. But the Chel is where they answered him, Tomei Meis and a goy from going further. A goy that would want to bring a carbon would hand his carbon over to a kohen at the Chel. There's a fence. It's not a proper fence. It's a loshen ha rishonim svocha, which means it's like some type of rail, and it's called the sorig, and that would divide those two areas. What's not clear is that the sorig is not a rail by the edge of that place beyond which they're not let it go. The chel is an area. You look over here. Some of the mishnayos have a map, and the chel is one area around the Azorah, and then there's a fence of some sort. That's not the exact delineation of that mokim. It's there, the Rishonim say it's there in the noy. Pasha to make a havdolah in a shen way, instead of just saying don't go past, but it's not in the exact that exact place. Truth to tell, that there's a ganz machlokes Rishonim where exactly the sorig was. According to the Rosh, the Sorig was only on the Tzad HaMizrach, running from north to south of the Har Bayis. According to the way the Goyin explains it over here, is the Sorig completely surrounded the Chel, again at a certain distance, a slight distance, but around the entirety. There is another Shita which the Rishonim don't accept. The Shita of the Rambam is that the Chel itself is some type of wall. The Sorig is another type of delineation of the Rishus. Lifnimi Menu of the Har Abayis, we're on the Har Abayis now, so the inner place of the Har Abayis is the Sorig. Gavoy Asar Tvachim was tall Asar Tvachim. Vishloish Esrei Protzois Hayisham. There were 13 breaches that were in the Chel Sheportzum Malche Yovon. When you look in the Svarim that talk about Chochmas Yovon, Klal Yisrael, Kedush Yisrael, and Yonim of Chanukah, that is, so they darshan b'derech drush the number of 13. Malche Yovon made a pirtz in the number 13, which is Echod, which is the Yud Gimel Midos that bind HaKadosh Baruch to Klal Yisrael, Yud Gimel Midos of drush Shatar and Nidresh Bohem. Malche Yovon waged war against that concept. Again, the Sorig is a place beyond which a goy is not let it go. That being said, it delineates a havdolah ben Yisrael l'akum, which is where Malchi Yovan were coming to wage war. Chozru Gdorim, when the Bnei Chashmonaim won the war and they came back in, so they repaired those breaches. However, v'gozru k'negdem shloish esir shtachavoyis. Whenever a person would come opposite any one of those pirtzes, any one of those mekaymos, he would be mishtachav at the yivshav akvedot to Rebbein Shlom. You're allowed to be mishtachav on the Har Abayis, so it was a mokum mishtachavo. Lifnim imenu hachel, the area inside of it is called the chel eser amos. The width of 10 amos. Shtem eser mailos hayisham, there were 12 steps over there, rum hamaila chatzi amo. The 12 steps over here are going up from the chel to the Ezras Noshim, which was an inner area of the before the Azorah. Rum HaMailo, the height of each step is Chatzi Amo. V'shulcho, the width of the step is Chatzi Amo. Then the Mikdash says, the Mishnah says, Kol HaMailo Shoy Yisham, in the base of Mikdash, Rum HaMailo Chatzi Amo, V'shulcho Chatzi Amo, what we just said. Chutz Mishal Ulam, that the steps up to the ulam were wide, a full amma. Kol Apsochem, the Mishnah is saying, Klolim. Kol Apsochem, Hashem, Shoy Yisham, in the Beis HaMikdosh. Govon Esrim Amma, all entranceways, doorways, be it to the Azorah, be it to the Azus Noshim, be it to the Heichel. The Rochman Esrim Amma, they were all a height of 20 with a width of 10. Chutz Mishal Ulam, that had a height double. It was 40 ammas and the width was 20. That's what the Iker Shar in the Beis HaMikdosh. Kol HaPsochem Shoy Yisham Ha'ilem Delosois, all doors over there had a closing with a door. Chutz Mishal Ulam, that didn't have Delosois. The doorway to Ulam had only a Pereiches. The other doorways had a Pereiches with a door. Kol HaShoyim Shoy Yisham Ha'ilem Shokoifois, it had a, like a Mashkoif, they have in the Torah, the top part of the door. There's the mezuzahs, the sides of the door, and a Mashkoif, the top. Chutz Mishar Todi, Shayishnam Shnei Avanim Muter Zu Al Gab Zu. They had two stones, one on top of another. The way the Mefarshim explains this, it's two stones in the tzura of picture of V with the point on top. So it was two stones hitting each other at an angle. That was the top. It didn't have a proper top of the door. Kol ha-sha'arim shahayu sham nishtanu liyah shel zov. They were eventually covered at the beginning of the second base of English. They didn't have the ability to make everything with zov. Also by the Chashmonaim, when they refurbished the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the wherewithal to furnish everything with Zov. Eventually, Nishtanu Liyashal Zov, Chutz Mishanikna, they left it because of the Nisim that took place. We explained earlier what Shanikna, that the Shanikna came B'derech Nes to Yerushalayim. Neshanasavim Nes. V'yeshayimrim, that the reason why they didn't switch to Zov, Neshanachushton Matziv, there was no need because the Nechoshes was of such quality that shone like Zov Mimel. There was no need to invest the gold to beautify it.